The words Santa's sleigh take on an ominous double meaning in the new film Violent Night.
Time for some season's beatings.
The movie killed at the box office over the weekend, grossing more than $13 million. It's part of an unholy subgenre of scary holiday movies and reminded NPR's Neda Ulaby of one of her earlier reports.
Scary Christmas movies are a catharsis for some people, including Michael Dougherty.
Christmas is really stressful. I think we can all admit that. We put all these pressures on ourselves to spend time with your friends and your family and spend all this money that we don't necessarily have.
Dougherty is a director. I talked to him back in 2015 when his movie Krampus came out. It's based on a frightening figure from German folklore, kind of an evil Santa Claus. Darkness lies deep in this holiday's DNA, says Dougherty, starting with King Herod's slaughter of the innocents in the Bible and including Charles Dickens.
One of the most iconic Christmas stories is a spooky, eerie ghost story, and that's A Christmas Carol.
Humbug, I tell you. Humbug!
That is a dark story.
Or a certain holiday ballet with sugar plums and a dancing evil rat king. Nutcrackers terrified Michael Dougherty as a kid.
They have such manic expressions with the bared teeth and these really wide, crazy eyeballs.
These frightening figures perhaps provide release from a sense of forced gaiety and from seasonal anxieties about being unhappy or alone. Maybe that explains the dozens and dozens of Christmas-themed horror movies.
Oh, it's a thing. It's a big thing.
That's Hannah Foreman, a horror movie expert.
You have Silent Night, Deadly Night, Silent Night, Bloody Night, Jack Frost, Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys, A Cadaver Christmas, Silent Night, Zombie Night. Should I keep going?
No! Santa!
No, that's okay, thanks. Foreman says most of these movies are exploitative and cheaply made. But she says one from 1974 called Black Christmas is both underrated and influential.
It's considered by some to be one of the first slasher films in the U.S.
With sorority girls fighting a psycho killer while carolers sing outside. And it may be the first to use a now classic horror movie trope.
The caller is in the house. The calls are coming from the house.
Black Christmas was directed by Bob Clark, who was also responsible for one of the most beloved Christmas movies of all time. A Christmas Story from 1983 featured a memorably monster-like bully.
He had yellow eyes, so help me, God, yellow eyes.
So there's a guy who really loved Christmas but also understood both sides of it.
Director Michael Dougherty says his film Krampus was partly inspired by another 1980s movie that mixed Christmas with horror, Gremlins. Scary Christmas movies speak to an era of rampant commercialism, brutal class inequality, and bitter cultural divides. They reflect our Yuletime fears. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.